Welcome to this inaugural edition of the Calls of the Game here with the Scott City Beavers and Hugoton Eagles. I'm Adam Gadavy here, and this is something I'm trying here, and I think it's going to be pretty cool when it's all said and done. Just kind of an audio recap of Friday night's ball game with the Scott City Beavers and Hugoton Eagles. It was a 14-0 win for Scott City over the Hugoton Eagles, and the season opener for both teams at Darner Field on Friday night. And it was one coming into the game where Scott City had dominated the series against the Hugoton Eagles, winning 9 straight and really by an average score of about 35-5. So there were 3 shutouts in that 9-game win streak coming in, and definitely the Hugoton Eagles gave Scott City a run for their money the other night on Friday night there, but the Beavers would prevail 14-0. Let's kind of recap this ball game. We'll start, of course, with the first quarter. It was going to be Hugoton who won the, Scott City rather won the toss, deferred to the second half. Hugoton took the ball first, and they would put together a pretty nice series. Hugoton would actually score on the third play from scrimmage on an 81-yard screen play. That would be called back due to a penalty, but the next play they would actually convert a third down in a big way.
Empty backfield for the Eagles here on third down and 19 from their own 15-yard line, first minute of the game. Harper back to pass, under pressure, now rolling to his left, has all kinds of time. He'll throw it deep downfield. That pass is going to be caught for a first down at the 47-yard line.
Wow.
Making the catch that time was Ivan Valles in front of the defender Kevin Herman. They actually marked this near midfield, so it's a gain of 35.
Hugoton would convert a third down on their next series of downs. It would end up being a 10-play drive, and this is how their drive would end in Scott City territory at the 29-yard line.
Play fake by it. Now they're rolling to his left as Harper on fourth down. Under pressure, throws it up for grabs, and it is going to be incomplete. Knocked away by Kevin Herman for the intended receiver. At that time, Trevor Bogan at about the 3-yard line, and Scott City's defense stiffens up on the 10th play of the drive and forces a turnover downs with 8:26 to go first quarter.
And Scott City would get the ball first and 10, and with 8:26 to go first quarter, no score. They would start at their own 29-yard line. 3 running plays in a row, 3 first downs for Scott City, and they would get it into Hugoton territory, but their drive would stall on fourth down.
No score. 5:11 to go first quarter. Scott City does have 7 to snap at a 2-wing setup. Receivers McDaniel to the right, Gooden in motion. Now, fumbled snap there, and Hugoton to recover it right at the 29-yard line. So, turnover on downs, both teams on their opening series.
Both teams would trade punts after their second series of the game, and then it would be Hugoton with their first sustained drive of the ball game and threatening, but we'll have more on that. It's in our next segment here. But the first quarter was no score. Penalties ruled the first period of play. Scott City would end up with around 4 penalties for 45 yards in that first quarter. Hugoton just 2 penalties for 15 yards. And penalties would be a common theme of the night, and it really hurt Scott City on some of their nice sustained drives, especially in that first half. But we'll have more on that in our next segment.